Lesson 62, Unit 16, 第十六单元，第六十二课。Now, something about the football game. In this lesson, we'll read a text about a football match. A very special football match. 是一场非常特别的足球赛。Now, before reading,Please look at the questions. 在阅读前请回答这两个问题。Do you like watching or playing football? Why?
你喜欢看或者是踢足球吗?
Do you like watching or playing football? Why? What do you think makes a good football player?Now, what do you think makes a good football player?
你认为什么才能够造就一个优秀的足球运动员?
What do you think makes a good football player?
你认为什么东西能够造就一个优秀的足球运动员?
Then please tell me, what do you like football? Or what do you play?Football very often.
你是否经常去打足球啊踢足球呢
?So football is the most popular game in the world.
我们知道足球现在成为世界上最受人们欢迎的一项运动。
And the second, could you tell me what makes a good football player?
你能否告诉我什么东西才能够造就一个优秀的运动员?
Okay, now let's come to the text.
下面我们看课文。
Girls beat boys.
女生打败了男生。女孩子打败了男孩子。
In a surprising result, the number 69 middle school girls football team yesterday...beat their school's boys team.
Surprising 是一个令人惊讶的 Amazing.
So in a surprising result,
啊，在一个非常惊人的结局里面69中的女子足球队昨天打败了他们学校的男子足球队
That's a very long subject.
所以这个主语很长 The number 69 middle school girls football team 69中女生的足球队
beat the school's boys team
打败了他们学校的男子足球队
The boys team used to help the girls with their training used to
我们以前学过表示以前经常过去经常
The boys team used to help the girls with their training、
啊、男子足球队过去经常帮助这些女子队员进行训练
They had never lost to the girls before
过去他们是从没有输给这些女孩子的
So lose to 表示败给谁输给谁 They'd never lost to the girls before. But this time the girls beat them 4-3 in an exciting match.
但是这一次女孩子们打败了他们赢了他们是以多少比分赢的呢是4-3而且这个比赛是什么呀是 in an exciting match 这个非常激动人心的这个比赛里面以4-3最终赢了这些男孩们好在这一段里面请大家特别注意
lose to 是败了败给谁 lose to the preposition to is used
beat 是打败赢了的意思
beat somebody
打败谁？
The girls beat boys.
女生打败了男生，女生赢了男生。后面可以接赢的比分。
Now 4-3.
4比3赢的。
After the game, Wu Nai, captain of the boys team, was very unhappy. Wu Nai is the captain of the boys team. Captain is the leader.
是队长。男队的队长 Wu Nai
was not happy.
很不高兴。
Was very unhappy. Unhappy means not happy.We all thought this would be an easy game, he said. We never thought a team of girls could beat us.
我们先都认为这会是一场非常那个轻松的比赛
,an easy game.
Easy 是容易的。那么作为比赛呢，它是非常轻松的一种比赛。
We never thought a team of girls could beat us.
我们还从未想到一个女子队能够把我们打败。
A team of girls, that is a girls team, could beat us. This is the most unlucky day of my life. This is the most unlucky day of my life.
这可是我一生里面最为倒霉的一天啊 ,unlucky, lucky 是幸运的 ,unlucky 呢是没有运气的。所以 ,this is the most unlucky day of my life, 这是我一生里面最倒霉的一天。
But Mr. Hu, the boys' PE teacher, said he thought the girls deserved to win. The boys were too confident, he said.I told them before the match that they needed to play well. They all saw that girls football was a joke. Now they know better. They played carelessly and they deserved to lose.
胡老师是男队的体育老师 PE teacher.他说他认为女队必然的会要赢的。
So deserve to, that is be sure to.、The girls were sure to win,
一定会赢的是必然会要赢的。那么 deserve to 是表示、有一种必然性。
The boys were too confident.
那些男孩太自信了。
Were too confident. I told them before the match that they needed to play well.
在赛前我就给他们讲，他们需要好好打。
They needed to play well.
他们需要好好踢。
They all thought that girls' football was a joke.
但他们却认为，这些女孩子的足球啊。就像开玩笑一样，这女孩的足球啊，就像开玩笑一样，意思就看不起那些女孩踢的足球。
Now they know better.
现在他们啊开始明白。
They played carelessly.
他们踢得漫不经心，踢得非常的什么粗糙。
So carelessly.
They played carelessly, 就是他们不精心的踢球。
And they deserved to lose.
So here deserved once again. 因此他们必然会失败。那么在这一段里面请大家注意
deserve to
表示某一种必然性。
Deserve to win. The girls deserve to win.
女队一定会赢。
And the boys deserve to lose.
男队一定会输的，必然会要输的。
Why? Because the boys played carelessly. They played carelessly, and they were too confident.
而且他们也太自信了。
The match had started well for the boys. After 30 minutes, they were winning 2-0. Their best striker, Lu Ming, scored in the 13th minute.
那么这个比赛呢，开场 had started well for the boys. 啊，开场是对男孩非常有利。
After 30 minutes,They were winning 2-0.
球赛30分钟以后呢，他们已经是2-0领先。
So we see, the boys' team played much better than the girls.
And their best striker, Lu Ming. So here, striker, 在足球赛里面呢，就表示他最好的进攻手。啊，最好的进攻队员，最好的射手，啊
，their best striker， 陆明 scored in the 30th minute。
他们最好的那个进攻队员，在30分钟就得分了。
Earlier, the midfield player 马正权 had scored the first goal in only the second minute of the match。
Earlier, 意思是要比那个30分钟射手进的那个球更早一些时候，中场队员啊，马正权呢已经在开场的 the second minute, 第二分钟，也就开场仅仅两分钟。
He had scored the first goal. Scored the first goal,
已经进了第一个球。
His excellent shot,went low to the left of the girl's goal.
请注意，这个地方的 goal 和上面那个 goal 意思是不一样的。上面是表示进球
，the first goal 第一个进球。
这个地方的 goal 是指的球门啊，球门。他精彩的射球
，shot
是射门呐。
His excellent shot went low.
啊，是很低。这个进球啊，非常低。
To the left of the girl's goal.
是往那个女孩球门的哪边进去的呢？
Yes, to the left.
从那个右边进去的。I'm sorry, 从左边进去的。啊，
to the left. To the left.
也就是那个女孩守门的右边，她这个地方 to the left 呢，就是射门的那个对的方向，正对她的左边，也就是守门员的右边。
Their keeper, 江梅 could not stop it.
那么女队的球门江梅呢，接不到
，could not stop it,
啊，不能够接到这个球。
So here remember, midfield player,
中场队员。
Scored the first goal, 进第一个球。
Shot, 射门。
The girl's goal,
啊，女子队的球门。
Keeper,
守门员。
However, after the first half hour, the boys seemed to become too confident and relaxed.
然而After the first half hour, 在经过前半小时以后呢，
the boys seemed to become too confident and relaxed.
那么男孩呢，就看起来好像太自信
and relaxed.
Relaxed 本来是放松的意思。那这个地方呢，他们太自信，以至于非常的放松啊 ，relaxed.
At first, the girl had felt a bit nervous, but then they became more and more confident.
而和他们相反呢，女孩刚开始呢感到 nervous, 紧张。
They had felt a bit nervous, but then they became more and more confident.
而后来他们变得越来越有信心了。 just before half time. 请注意，这个地方的 half hour 是前半小时。这个地方的 before half time 是上半时。就在上半时快结束之前，是 just before half time, Li Xiaolin made the score 2-1. With a beautiful shot into the top right-hand corner of the boy's goal. Look at the picture.
也就在上半场快要结束之前，李晓玲把比分改写为2-1。那也就是他进了一个球。So, Li Xiaolin, scored a goal. 进了一个球。那么他这个进球是什么样的呢？ With a beautiful shot into the top right-hand corner of the boy's goal.
请看这个，是从那个男孩子他们球队的球门的 right-hand corner, 右上角，右上角， the top right-hand corner, 右上角进去的， just like the picture.
Okay?那么从刚才的这段比赛的描述我们可以看到 It was really an exciting game. 的确是一个非常精彩的节目那个比赛。那么前面呢 After 30 minutes of the game, 仅仅那个比赛进行了30分钟以后 The boys won 2-0, 已经是2-0领先。
But at that time, the boys became relaxed.
这个时候男孩就放松了。
They were too confident.
他们太过于自信。
But the girls became more and more confident.
而女孩呢开始变得越来越自信。
At the beginning of the match, the girls were a little nervous.
比赛起初呢他们还是很紧张的。而随着比赛的进行呢，他们是越来越放，有自信了。
So, just before halftime, Li Xiaolin made the score 2-1 with a very beautiful shot.
那么，在比赛上半场快要结束的时候，李晓玲改写了比分，是一记非常漂亮的射门，改写了比分。比分是2-1。
Okay, what about the result of the match?
那么最终的结果如何呢？下半场的比赛怎么样呢？
Until next lesson.